A long time ago, something started, and I don't remember exactly when it was, and I probably have no real memory of it, but it started, and it went something like this. You all know him, and he's very good at doing things. He knows how to build things, draw things, fix things, change things. And at some point it started where the request would be, Chip, can you hold the light for me? And so when he was doing something, light held a flashlight. And it was one of these, you know, flashlights with a kind of a narrow spotty beam. And this happened over and over. And I don't know when it started, but I know it started. And everything he was doing, whether it was building a garage or putting new plumbing in the house or rewiring it or fixing the basement or fixing a car or laying a brick wall or whatever, I'd be holding the light. And if you think about holding a flashlight, well, you have to keep it pointed. And if of course the light wavered a little bit, it's, no, I need the light here. Mm-hmm. So you have to pay attention. And he doesn't have to tell you what he's doing or anything else. You can just sit there, and if the light wavers, just hold the light. So years and years, and I always assumed that I was holding the light because you like to do things. But as I got older, I figured, I noticed that I was holding the light even when it was perfectly well lit, even in broad daylight, I'd be holding the light. And I rationalized this as, okay, you know, this is one of his tricks. He had a lot of tricks. But this is one of his tricks for fooling people and himself into being able to see in three dimensions. Because that's what he played with the shadows. Right? If you move your head a little bit, you can figure it out. Or if you have two light sources, you can figure out a distance. And if you're working woodwork or whatever, you need to know where things are. So I figured, okay, this is one of his tricks. And this went on and on and on and on and on. And I don't know if it went on after I left, if you got to hold the light. Yeah. But I got to hold the light a lot. and through that, I learned a lot about how to do, you name it, because he could do, you name it, you know, whatever it was. And that whole, your generation knows how to do stuff. And you know, I have this belief that those who don't learn how things work are doomed to be victims. Like if you don't know how stuff works, eventually, whether it's an automobile or the internet, you know, if you don't understand how things work, you're doomed to be a victim of it. So he was never a victim of anything because he would study and learn how stuff works. And I helped life. And so I learned stuff. And he did other things. There was a reference earlier about his artistic desires. He was a draftsman. He worked hard at being a draftsman. He was an excellent one. I think I'm the only one that actually took a real course in drafting. I went to Case in Cleveland. I actually, in freshman year, required engineering course, which was mechanical drawing, which was, for me, an EBA. Because, well, I didn't have to hold the light for the drafting. But he taught me how to draw a letter. How to draw things, how to measure things. And of course, whenever he was building something, he had made a drawing. You know, to look at. So he had a map. And when I learned the letter, you know, he showed me this. I don't know if you probably don't know mechanical drawing because you don't have to do it anymore, but there's kind of lines that you draw, and there's a method for, it's almost like, you know, Tom Pilots, you know, there's a method for which way you do the strokes to make things work right, because if you're doing it in ink, you can't do the strokes the wrong way. And there were lines, but Milton, when he was actually working, never really needed the lines. He could write as though there were lines, and of course that's a performing art. One of my sons is a performing artist, he's a singer, and if you don't know somebody who's in the performing arts, it's practice, performance. Practice. So he practiced his craft, his art, and he could perform flawlessly, you know, without the lines. And there's one of these current expressions about working, you know, inside the box, outside the box, inside the lines. Well, Milton always knew where the lines were, but sometimes he'd go a little outside the lines. He was a great teacher. I mean, he showed me by holding the light. Last night I talked with a lot of people that he worked with at Bailey's who were young engineers who worked for him, and he was 40 or 50 and they were 19. And he knew how to bring them on. He respected their ability. He was the most humble teacher ever. I mean, he never explicitly told me how to do anything. I just held the light. Now, unlike my brothers, at some point, you know, when I went to college, 18 or so, I really never lived in Erie again. I mean, I lived in the summer, a couple of summer jobs. But after that, I never really lived here anymore. And so unlike them, I never knew my dad as an adult in terms of having an adult conversation. I would visit, of course, and I'd talk to him on the phone and everything, but I never actually got to interact with him as an adult, because I was off someplace. But because of that, this is perhaps less hard for me than it may be for them. Because over those 40 years or 50 years, if I haven't done the arithmetic, I grew increasingly aware of him and me. And I know that probably all of you who have had a parent or a brother or somebody close pass away, there are these moments where you know that person is in you. And that gets stronger, and especially lately, it's been getting stronger and stronger. And there are just more moments where he's in me. And I know he is in you. And everyone who's ever known him, he is in them. And so when I would do things, you know, whether it was an engineering meeting or a presentation or something, he was in me holding the light, showing me the way. So he's not here. This is not him. He is here and here and here and here. And he knows one of us. And for that, I'm grateful. And of course, you need to.